This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this election of 2024 is a very important election for the 21st century India. Mr. Modi was addressing a gathering in Balaghat, Madhya Pradesh today. He said this is not just an election but a mission to build a new India. Mr. Modi said the BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas and is giving priority to every city and village of the country. Referring to the development of infrastructure, he said our government is spending crores of rupees on modern infrastructure in the country. He said the BJP has given respect to the Dalit backward tribal sections of society which was deprived of even their identity by the previous governments. Earlier, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. The Prime Minister was addressing an election rally at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh today. The Prime Minister said the Congress government used to seek help from the world, but during the COVID pandemic, India sent medicines and vaccines to the world. He added that when the country is strong, then the world listens to that country. The Election Commission has said 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, CAPF, in West Bengal for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. Officials have been directed to complete the deployment on or before the 15th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Assam and other northeastern states developed during the last 10 years like never before. He was addressing a public meeting at Chukuli Bhoria in Lokhimpur Lok Sabha constituency in Assam. He slammed the Congress for negligence and insensitivity towards Assam during their government. Mr. Amit Shah said today the northeast has emerged as India's success story. He informed that several peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, and more than 9,500 insurgents have surrendered and joined the mainstream of society. Mr. Shah will also take part in a roadshow from Chaliha Nagar to Thana Chariali in Tinsukia town in the evening. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has extended the judicial custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month in a money laundering case linked to the Delhi excise policy scam. She is in judicial custody after arrest in the Delhi excise policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to her. In Uttarakhand, 7 Nepalese workers and a local driver died, while 2 others were injured after their vehicle fell into a gorge at Unchakot in Nainital district late last night. As soon as the information was received, the police along with SDRF carried out a rescue operation and recovered all 8 bodies. On the other hand, 2 seriously injured people have been referred to a higher centre for further medical treatment. The benchmark equity indices continued their record-breaking rally as the BSE Sensex breached the 75,000 mark this morning for the first time ever, and the Nifty climbed to its fresh new record peak. Buying in IT stocks contributed the most to the market rally in early trade. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.